Hey, everybody, it's Angel Answers. We are the Sacred Embers team here on Facebook, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight. It is April 5th, 2023, Wednesday, Wild Wednesday, and here we go, and I just want to say hello to you all, and we have beautiful hosts, amazing hosts who are so very talented, Liz Pfister and Peg Jones, who will be joining us in about an hour. Mary Hernandez is off tonight. Adriana Roman is off tonight. So it'll be the three of us, and but for right now, it will be Liz and I. Hi, Liz. How are you, Angel?
Hi, Dan. Good. How are you?
Doing okay, yeah. Doing all right. Doing pretty good. Doing a little bit better, so I'm just going to go ahead and read their bios, and so and then after that I'll just talk about mine, and then I'll hand it right over to you, Liz. So I'll start with Mary Hernandez, and she is an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. She is also a candle creator, Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. She also now has Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. Wow, she just has so many neat things that she does, and she's really amazing, as you are, Liz, and so is and Adriana, too. So and so now
you
I'll go
can.
To thank you. Well, I keep trying, I keep working at it. So and Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. It is a lovely book. I do have it, and it's a really beautiful book, so I do recommend that. And Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com, and she really does have lovely things on that website. I'd really check it out. Anyway, you can find all of us on the www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love, and that is in the Sacred Embers group also here on Facebook. That's where we are based out of. It's a fantastic group with several other shows also, which I will tell you about, and I'll go ahead and do that right now. The other show that is on, let's see here, let me get my list here, is headed by Lynn Bleasdale, and that's called Enter the Light. It's on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Jane Borowski. And then The Lighthouse is another show that will be on tomorrow. They will be on tomorrow. I've put it on my Facebook page also. That is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they'll be on, I believe, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you really want to check them out. The other show that's on Monday night, is that Monday night? Yeah, is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's what I thought Monday. It's Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. And that's on at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And I just listened to it last night, and it was just amazing. It really, really was incredible. I mean, they talked about a lot of healing types of kind of like, DC, both of them talked about healing, of course, and DC mm-hmm. gave a lot of info on how to think about what we should be doing for our healing, you know what I mean? And especially for mm-hmm. people who are sick, and doesn't have to be for sick people either. It can be for people who are, you know, just wanting to stay centered and stay healthy. But anyway, they both had a lot to say, and it's so interesting, you know, what they said. I did really enjoy it, so I recommend it highly. And every show here is, all of them are so good. I mean, they all have their own flavor and beautiful light workers on each of them, and they're all tremendously talented. It's just amazing what's going on here, so I do recommend it, people, friends and family out there who are listening, to go ahead and check these shows out. They're spreading love and light and peace and healing to the world. It's basically what it's all about here. That's what the Sacred Embers group is all about. So that's what we're trying to do. And anyway, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'll pass it over. I am doing Jandrake Bakke. I work with animal totems right away. That's what I love to work with. They come in, the animals, animal spirits, and they give messages. And then I also do predictions, and I have that on my website if you want to check it out, www.wefindourway.com. And I have just a small amount of predictions this year. I haven't really finished. I just started, really. I haven't finished them. So it's just a smattering of things, but I have to say a few things have come to pass, so I'm kind of, well, I don't know if I'm pleased, because some of it hasn't been too nice, but some of it has come to pass. So you know, but it's a work in progress always for me. And then I write a lot of poetry, and I'm putting it out all over the place. I want to use this, my poems, I want my poems to go anywhere they're needed and that they best fit in. And right now they fit on Facebook and Twitter and on our show. And if other people want to use them, like for songs or for events, that's certainly what I'd like to do. And so please contact me, and I'm working towards that. So that is what it is about me, and I want to pass it right over to the lovely Liz Pfister, and you will find out amazing things about her. So hi, Liz.
Hi, Jan. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. Hi. Thank you for introducing all of our beautiful friends that aren't with us this evening. And the ones that are on our other soul sisters on the network here. And they are doing amazing things. I don't always get to catch their shows. I try to watch snippets of their replays. And I enjoy Catherine's show a lot. I like the topics that she shares with people and discusses, and mm-hmm. different techniques and things that she, you know, gives out to everyone listening. It's really neat, you know, if you want to learn about things, right, it's really neat to have that that show there, because she kind of has an archive now. If you're looking for something specific, you can go and find it. She does a great job. It was fun to work with her here for a little bit on Angel Answers. But I'm Liz Pfister, and I'm an intuitive and a owner of a holistic center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer, a meditation teacher and coach. I teach on all kinds of topics of the metaphysical, like, you know, card reading and tarot, pendulums, that kind of stuff, herbs, things of that nature. I do sound healing. I'm a certified sound healer now. I just enjoy the spiritual and metaphysical life. I love to introduce people to this path and get them going, because it's so beautiful. It makes life so much easier when you go this way. But every Tuesday night, I live stream on Facebook on my Holistic Center page, River Maven. You can find us there at River Maven 77 on Facebook. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation for an hour. And I've been doing that since March of 2020. And it's all, the replays are all posted on there. You can pull it up anytime and take advantage of it. It's just there for everyone. So that's how I got really into sound, and it's expanded from mm-hmm. there. I've had the opportunity to do some other things with it. I had a friend last year who was diagnosed with cancer, and I would go to her home each week and play for her to, you know, keep her at ease and make her more comfortable during her time, you know, going through treatments and things. I was recently, a friend of mine, her mother was at the end of life, and she asked if I would come over and play for her to kind of put her at ease so that she could make her transition. And that was beautiful. And I was also able to do that.
Yeah.
For my husband. So that's, you know, you don't always know where the calling will take you. And sometimes it's a little bit scary, but I will say that it is one of the most beautiful things that I've had the opportunity to do, is see people at the end of their time. You know, neither of them passed while I was there, but with my friend, I definitely felt her surrender and accept that she was ready to go. So it's just a very, very humbling experience to get to have in life, and I'm so appreciative that I really was brought around to that, to this, what I'm doing. So so last week I introduced one of my new toys. I just got a set of what they call Koshi chimes, and they are it's a bamboo tube that has different spindles inside that when struck, they make a different sound, each one, so different note. So they sound like wind chimes somewhat. And last week, mm-hmm. I told you guys that I played the earth one, but I definitely played the water. I don't know what I was, I just was talking, I guess, not thinking. So this week I have air, because I thought with the full moon in Libra, it's all about emotions. And I wanted to do water, and I'm like, well, I thought that was the one I did last week. Uh-huh. Because I left it hanging on the hook that I used, and I'm like, yeah, I was pretty sure. And it's blue. Like, I should know that that was water, not earth. But I do
that's
know.
That's okay. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
No matter what, it
so
was wonderful.
I thought air is the next best thing to, you know, close to emotions, right?
Yeah.
Humidity. So I thought it was a good one to use tonight, so. I brought that,
definitely.
And I know that helps us to get centered and grounded, Jan.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Let's take a nice big deep breath in for our nose. Fill up our chest and our belly full of air, letting it out nice and slow, like we're blowing out through a straw. So we have nothing left, and then take another breath in. And let it out when you're full. And as you take your next breath in, enjoy the sound.
Oh, wow. That, I can't even, I don't want it to stop. It's just so unbelievable. It's like, I saw sunflowers for that one.
Perfect.
Forget what I saw
yeah.
last week, but this was all sunflowers and gold. Gold. Is it gold?
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
gold?
Well, I was like, you know, the air is yellow. So the sunflowers
yeah.
and the gold make sense, you know, and it's a higher pitch, but it's very quiet. It's a much quieter one than the one last week. It's funny because they're all the same size, the chimes are, as far as the way they're made. So it's interesting, the different pitches. As after the show last week, I took them out in the living room, and my family and I were checking them all out, and we were actually surprised at the tones of something, like fire wasn't the tone that we expected, I guess. We were like, oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We thought it would be different.
It just gives you feelings. Like, it took me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
This one.
It's very, very light. Yeah. Like that time, right? I guess that makes sense, right? Like, I am.
Loved it.
Oh. I wanted to share a little story that happened. I know you're an avid live stream watcher, Jan, and I don't know if you got to watch last night or not, but last week and this week at my Singing Goals, I pull a card from my card deck each week, and the last 2 weeks I've pulled the same card, and it has been Love Yourself First, and how perfect. I said, this is all about, my class, Singing Bowls is all about giving yourself some time for self-love, right? Taking time for self-care. Every week I say self-care is not selfish. It's necessary. It's essential. We need it. And this full moon, that today's the full moon in Libra, is all about, relationships and loving yourself. Making sure that you're taken care of, making sure you're well, that you're healthy, that you're taking care of you. And I know for me, this has been coming up. Frank and I both have a parent in the hospital this weekend, and we're like,
oh no,
because they run themselves down, right? Because they're busy taking care of everyone else. And I'm sure, Jan, you were also ingrained with work hard, and don't quit till you're exhausted and can't go anymore, right? Whole society has really been pounded into us, and we really, really need to honor rest and resting, and that our bodies need rest, and that we need rest, our minds need rest. So, I just wanted to remind everyone again to make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're checking in with your body. Each night when I go to bed, I start at my toes and I scan. From there, I bring my mind, bring my awareness to those parts, every part of my body, all the way up to the top of my head, and I see if I'm feeling discomfort or something that doesn't feel normal. I pay attention. I'm tuned in. We have to be. Otherwise, these things happen, and, we're powerless. So it's so important to pay attention to yourself. I mean, you know this, Jan. You are dealing with chronic illness, and it's essential for you, right, to function even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to rest now, and I have to have enough sleep, or else my body literally doesn't function. Since I was a little girl, I was pushing really hard. And, when you do that for so long, you're going to break down. Things are going to break down later on in life, earlier than they should. And so that's what's happened to me. But, I still can do things, but I can't do things like I would like to do yet. And I'm hoping that I get better so I can go take a dance class again and get a little exercise. Right now I can walk, but not. I can't go work out or anything, but it's so important to rest. So, and I've read, even recently statistics that people who take a rest every day, at least, like even a 15 minute nap, they put 10 years on their life if they do it. They try to do it once a day. So,
it lowers your blood pressure.
It's so important.
Lowers your blood pressure in a week.
Yes, exactly.
So, there's...
Yeah.
Take time to rest. Take time to, check out and, know, be with you for a few minutes. Make sure you're okay. We've all got a little bit of time. We, you know, everything will be okay. Nothing will fall apart if we take 10 minutes and close our eyes and just tune out each day. Make sure that we're doing
right.
All right. The world will keep turning.
Exactly.
And I pulled a card since Mary's not here for the collective. And I'm using Stephen Farmer's Earth Magic deck. And it is Dragonfly.
Nice.
It's Dragonfly and Emergence. So, you know, this moon too is also about us, you know, starting on our path of authenticity. and being more of who we are, being true to ourselves, being true to who who we're meant to be instead of who we've tried to be all this time. So, and I think that's beautiful. And of course, dragonflies are all about the universe supporting us and being with us and guiding us. So we are protected and supported.
I love dragonflies.
You have some beautiful poems to share with us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I loved that you pulled that card and the dragonfly, because I put up dragonflies constantly on my page. I have a connection with dragonflies, just like pure total connection. And it's a long story. I could talk about it sometime. But Stephen Farmer, Dr. Stephen, is somebody that I know, and I have his book. In fact, I use his book. That's the main book I use on the show,
yeah.
And from his collection. And he just has so many neat ideas and information. I love him.
Yeah.
So, but I also use Animal Speak with Ted Andrews too. But mostly I use Dr. Stephen's book because he's the first one. He's the one that told me about my power animal, my main animal, the tiger. He's the one that told me that I had her because I had a dream about her one time years and years ago, and I didn't understand the dream. And so I called him up and asked him, and he said, well, that's your power animal. That's your main animal. She's your gateway from here to the other side. And so I just was like, wow, really? He goes, yeah, that's your main animal. She's with you all the time. So from then on, I've been seeing her. I see her regularly. She comes and helps me with missing persons and animals, and she'll come through, and she's helped me. She's actually helped me with some of the cases, and so I feel an affinity. You know, I feel very close to her, but I'm grateful to him for that, because he saw it right away. He saw her immediately, and I had just had a dream about her, and it was a really scary dream, and she was right there in the crossroads of my life, and she was telling me, you're not going yet. You're not passing over. You're staying. So anyway, he said, yeah, she's your gatekeeper, and she'll be there with you when you do go, but she's with you all the time. So anyway, that was neat to know, to learn about that. I never knew. Yeah. Yeah, but he's a great guy with animals. He knows all about animals.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I have a couple of his decks, and I have his book. I like his things as well. I have the messages from your animal spirit guide deck too from him. Yeah, I like his.
Yeah, so. I think I have at least one deck of his. I don't really use them, but I'm glad. I just like that they're there. You know.
Yeah,
when I feel I need to.
Yeah.
But,
I use them with the kids, because I'm like, nobody minds getting, I use them, like, if there's kids at something, I'll pull them,
oh,
here, let's get you an animal totem, because if I'm pulling cards for parents, and I'm like, I say to the kids, I'm like, I'll pull you an animal totem, you know, and they love it, they think
right.
It's so cool.
And they can look at it, too. Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Cool. All right. Well, I will go ahead and start. I had like so many, and then I took some away because there were too many. I don't want to, you know, go on and on, but this pile is from a pile of poems that not all of them have I ever read before. They're like from years ago, and I was just looking through the pile, and I found some that I sort of liked, and so I thought I'll just read them because it's different, you know, and they're completely different. I don't even remember writing them, but this one isn't new. This is an old one. It's called An Angel Is Near. Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near, so be glad. You will get through this earth class. Try not to fear. Sometimes it's 1 minute or 1 hour. Remember, an angel is near. And this one goes, it's called In My Hair a Rose. I stretch beyond my limits and find strength in my pose. Life's remarkable journey takes us to unfathomable stances as I wear in my hair a rose. And this one says, the Easter model identity is an expression of the Christ consciousness for better living, a renewal, and a new beginning. And this one goes, a wing of a butterfly, children at Easter. And let the children follow a path to rely on of the highest of the high, to send their fears into the universal sky with prayers and love, and as it will come back with a trusting reply, to be grateful to be alive as they survive. Let them ride on a wing of a butterfly. And this one says, it's a journey upward in forgiveness. Then there is light. And this one says, it's called Stand Up and Reach. And it goes, everyone has a story that is heartbreaking. God stands us up to keep going again. Stand up and reach. Life can be so traumatic, but also so ecstatic. We have a choice daily to begin again. We let go of any sin, and we stand up and reach. It's never too late. We can go beyond a typical fate and look to the sun. Remember to have fun. We are guided all along as we sing our new song, as we stand up and reach. And this one's called A Gentle Swirl. Allow criticism of any form to pass. Allow any tensions to flow out of oneself with ease. Allow yourself to let go of your fears and insecurities. Allow for compassion, not judgment, as a gentle swirl in a gentle breeze. And this one says, kindness begets kindness, hate begets hate. Choose the one to be your fate. And this one starts off as, okay, let's begin with sin and see how it may not win, as we try to keep a grin, but to our chagrin, there was something off in that shenanigan we had been dealing in. Okay, let's begin with that sin, always working them out with this old teenage skin. This is still all learning and fun as I am writing my Schwinn. Okay, let's begin. And that was kind of silly. And this one's called That New Song. A mystical rose of pink, longings of a new life. And I think, how long will it take? I'm shrinking in this kink, this jag of lost time, but not wasted. I'm holding on to the light that I have tasted, stuck in a holding pattern. Where was that planet in Saturn? When does it turn? I get down on my knees to pray, and all I can think to say is, flower girl, don't be too long. You still have time for that new song. And then this one says, I'm trying to hold on, banish the regrets. A new life is about to start. All my hurts, distrust, heartbreak, sadness are in a balloon in my hand. As I let go, it floats away forever into the heavens. And then I had just put a bunch of stuff down here, and it says, there will be no expectation and no explanation. And that was by Taylor Swift. And then, eternal life is living in the present. And that was mine. And death is excruciatingly divine. And that was mine. And this one's called Please Heaven. Please Heaven, hold on to me. Hold on to me tonight. I'm slipping out of your sight. My heart has just broken off another piece. And I'm holding on to you with all of my might. I'm not sure where I'm heading. I'm full of fire. I'm going to ignite. Oh, heaven, take me to your peace in the sky. Take me in your guidance, loving eye. Take my hand. I am about to fall. Let me know. I'm going to make it. I'm giving you my all. Please, heaven, hold on to me tonight. I'm slipping out of your sight. Heal my wounds and make me well. I'm holding on to you with all my might. You're leading me into the light. I'm going to heal. It will all be all right. And then this one goes, those days when we danced and flipped, everything was easy and life was a flow. Every day was exuberant, getting older now upon us. And it's so different. I just didn't know. That's true. And this one's called All Before Noon. Oh, I had such a day. I was spastic in every way. I fell off the beam. I wanted to scream, so I took to the floor so I could dance some more until I leaped so high and then went up into the sky and landed on the moon all before noon. And this one says, choose not to nourish or rehearse your past pain or traumas. I forgive, I release, I let go. And this one says, the only absolute that I could ever consider is that God is love, and love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And this one says, God's divine artwork, masterpiece. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. And almost done. This is called Butterfly's Rule, the kiss. Love is cool. Am I a fool? Butterflies rule. Life is mad. Some of it sad. A lot of it glad. Are butterflies a fad? Kiss me, please. I'm weak in the knees. Called If the Universe Were Mine. If the universe were mine, I'd take the stars from the sky and make a necklace of twinkling light, unending love, circling around us forever for you and I. And there it is. That's that.
Oh, beautiful.
Here we go.
I loved the one, Stand Up and Reach. That was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. Loved it. And
okay.
All Before Noon reminded me so much of a Maurice Sendak book. He wrote Where the Wild Things Are.
Okay. I don't even know that, but I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, it's a children's book, but it's very much like the rhythm of that poem, All Before Noon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. I'm gonna post both of those poems since you like those, and that's nice to know. And that's interesting. I'll have to check out that book to see what. And his name is Maurice what?
Maurice Sendak, S-E-N-D-A-K. I think he wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends. It's like a tween book, Where the Sidewalk Ends. And these were, I don't know, they were popular books when I was a kid. And then he writes poetry.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's like for that, young teenage group, age group, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cute and, you know, funny, you know. Yeah.
Right.
You'll like them, dear. You'll love them.
Oh,
you'll
I can feel it. I can feel it. I like his titles. I think his titles are cool.
Yeah.
Where the Sidewalk Ends and Where the Wild Things Are.
Yep.
Yeah.
His other poetry book is A Light in the Attic, I think. I was trying to think. I was like, what is the other one? They're very, very, they're just, you'll enjoy them.
Oh, neat. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I was like, oh,
that's
I have
neat.
To, and I was like, let me double check that I have my facts right, because sometimes I get jumbled. But I was right. It was Maurice Sendak.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Well, Jan, are we ready to take some callers? Peg's going to join us about 8
oh,
o'clock,
definitely.
I think, a little after 8. Mary will be back next week. So we have some people on the line. Let's take some calls.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Area code 614, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Morning, ladies. Oh, it's morning in my part of the world, in Australia.
Oh, neat.
I'm so glad to, make time to get on the show tonight. And it's been a while, but I always, have, strong connection with the show and so much love and gratitude for you all. Just want to tune in and see if any message for me, for my guides and angels and ancestors. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'm Jessica.
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica.
I thought we were, I don't know why I was calling you Jess last time. All right. Well, I'll let Jan give her animal to you.
Okay. So, hi, Jessica. It's Jan. And just right away, I'm seeing the mountain lion for you just immediately. So it peaks its... Yeah, mountain lion's a tremendously beautiful animal. They are they're powerful but graceful too. You know, they're special. I really like them. It was sticking its face out through a corner, and it was definitely such the mountain lion look. And let me see if I can find where this mountain lion is.
Well,
you're what?
I'm a Leo.
Sorry, what did you say?
So yeah, I have a lion within me.
You have a lion?
Yeah, I was born in August, so I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what you said. Oh, yes. Well, absolutely. Okay. All right. So they're telling me to go to the cougar. They're saying the cougar and the mountain lion have the same basic
Ooh, Jess, what's that saying about you? The cougar.
Oh, yeah? Let's see her. Oh, neat. Okay, so here it goes. It says, you're being called upon to provide leadership to your family and friends, community, or to the world as a whole. There's a need for you to be very decisive right now and not equivocate. Stop procrastinating with respect to that important task. Just get to it. Stay strong, clear, and assertive. And those who are asking or demanding that you change when you're not ready to. Are you all still there? Because I don't hear anything.
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Just want to make sure. Okay. And it says, move forward with faith and courage and keep your eyes on the goal. And also it says, you're a very well-balanced individual. And once you've decided what to do about a situation, you're quick to take action. You're often called upon to take a position of leadership in which people depend upon you for answers and direction. And you take charge kind of person and do not you don't approve of criticism of others. So that's really nice. I don't either. That's a beautiful animal. I love this animal. It's just so beautiful. It's a very powerful animal, yet they're so gentle at the same time. I don't know. When I look at the animal, they're so powerful, but you can see there's a gentleness with them, too. And it says that about them.
Yes, that's the word.
Yeah. They have that kind of just inside, I don't know. You can look at their eyes, and they're just so, they feel calm. And very leadership type. So anyway, I hope that...
I've got goosebumps all over, and I do feel that as well. So thank
good.
You. That was beautiful. So is that my animal totem for this time?
Yeah, that would be... Uh-huh, that would be your animal totem for right now. Yes, absolutely. Yes. We have many animal totems. We have about, you're welcome. We have about 15 that hang with us regularly. So I would say this is one of them.
Wow.
For you.
Yeah, I love it because in my meditation, I actually saw I walked through the forest and I have so many animals walking with me. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing.
Wow, that's neat that you see them. That's really awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. That was a beautiful message. And
I'm
glad. That. Yes, leadership.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, nice. that was a gorgeous message. I have to agree. Hi,
aww.
Jessica, it's Liz.
Yeah.
Hi, Liz.
And I have three cards for you here, and I have to agree with what Jan said. That's what they're saying. The first card is wind and activation. So it's time to start, was the message I got right away. Don't put it off any longer. It's time to start doing that, the thing you've been thinking about and kind of, you know, mulling over. There's no, you know, I feel like you've been waiting for, like, the perfect time. And the reality is that there's no perfect time. There's never going to be where everything's perfect and everything's lined up. Sometimes you just have to do it and get through the messy. And it's okay. And the messy's temporary. The next card was Gaia and nurturing. And so, you know, I felt very much as you do this, you know, a lot of times we don't want to start things because if things are going to be messy, we're going to get stressed out. We're going to have, you know, it'll be overwhelming. We know how we are in those situations. Be very, very mindful to take care of yourself, to check in with yourself, just like we were talking about at the beginning of the show. You know, make sure that you ground, you rest, you meditate daily, and check in with you. If you do those things, you'll be fine. That everything will go smooth. The hiccups, the little bumps in the road will just be hiccups. You won't have big bumps in the road. You won't be overwhelmed. You won't, you know, because you'll remain calm. You know, things become huge because we make them huge in our mind. We give the energy to that. When something comes up, and we can breathe and we go, okay, we're going to deal with it. It is simply a hiccup. We don't get bothered. We don't get upset. We know that everything's going to be okay. So, and then the last card is ceremony and invocation. So the other thing that's going to help you with getting this started and everything being successful and being okay is do it with intention. You know, sit down and intentionally, you know, speak out to the universe, call in for the support and help and guidance of your angels and your guides. You know, ask them to show you, you know, to help you get the answers, to put the people in your path that you need, and to protect you from anything that may be harmful. And they're going to be there to support you. They're going to get you through it all. So, you know, take that time, and everything will be fine. But it's time to do it. That's what I'm hearing. It's time to do it. So, and I have goosebumps.
that's wonderful. I love all the tools and you know, guidance. And yes, I have been, you know, doing my morning ritual and back to the routine, and I feel so calm and yet powerful, you know, in my own power. And yes, I will keep it up. And I just the other day, I just realized, well, I know this, but it reminded me how powerful is my intention. I went to work, and I just, on the way, I just put an intention. I'm going to have a great time at work tonight. And I did. And, you know, normally we just go through life without any intention. Mm-hmm. We just deal with it when it comes. And then we wonder why things are not the way we want. And then, yeah, just a little time and check in with yourself and putting intention is so powerful. And, yeah, thank you for that. That's really resonating.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I hope that gives you some more confidence, Jessica, and you know you can be successful at anything you set your mind to. And we always love to hear from you here on the show. So make sure you give us a call back and let us know how things are and update us. And Have a wonderful day. Then what a beautiful way to start your day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
glad
to hear from you.
Yeah,
you're
well,
welcome.
Thank you, lady. Have a wonderful night or evening.
You too. We'll put you on to listen, and we'll talk to you soon. Oh, what a great first call. I love to hear from her.
I know. It's just so, she's so uplifting. I love her accent, too. She's so nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah. She is. She's always, she's like sunshine coming through the phone.
Yeah, she is. She really is. Bless her heart.
Well, we have a couple more callers. Are we ready for our next one? You still feeling well?
Yeah, sure.
We'll try. Okay. Sometimes you're not feeling well, and you tell us you'll come on for a little bit until you don't feel well. So I want to check in with you.
Yeah, I'm all right so far. I'm fine.
All right.
I always get uptight thinking I can't do it, and then it goes, you know, then we go, and it feels, you know, I'm fine.
All right. Well, here we go. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Rosemaria. How are you?
Hi, Rosemaria. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Sure. I have a quick question. I'm not sure. I'm getting messages here and there, like spiritual thing. And I was wondering if I'm getting the right messages, if she's coming to get me at the airport, a friend of mine, to my destination next month. And if I'm staying with him, too.
And you're staying with him now, too? Or you will be staying
with him? I'm in a different country right now. I'm going to Europe.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, hi, Rosemaria. It's Jan. I'm glad you called in. I've thought about you. I've been wondering how you're doing.
A lot better. I've been sick and working. And so a lot better. A lot different. So.
Great. Really? Oh, neat. Well, I see a car. The first thing I saw was a car waiting there. So I feel like he's going to come pick you up. That's what it feels like to me. Because I usually see an animal the very first thing, but I see a car right away, kind of like waiting for you. It was a different kind of color. I don't know what kind of lime green color. Gosh, the animal that I'm seeing is, it looks like a deer, but it's not. I keep hearing that it's a hyena, which is just like, okay. So I'm just going to go with both of them. I'm going to, huh?
Is it an antelope?
Kind of,
go ahead. That would be what hyenas
like eat. He looks like that, kind of that, kind of, sort of.
But, I mean, it doesn't, it looks like a deer, but it not with a, like, it doesn't totally look like a deer, but it has a deer kind of look to it. But then I'm hearing the word hyena. So I think it's a hyena that to me reminds me of a deer looking. Because I don't even know what hyena looks like, but what it looks like is kind of
like a
deer, but it's...
The hyena looks like a little cat. The hyena looks like a big kind of cat thing. It's like, it's almost the size of it's almost the size of like a small tiger, I would say, you know, like they're a good size.
Oh, I see
a deer.
Yeah, I see it now. Yeah, no, I was seeing more of a deer looking thing. Yeah, I see the hyena now. Yeah, that. Oh, how weird!
So
because
hyenas, hyenas eat antelope.
You know what though?
That's why I wonder if it's an antelope.
What?
An antelope.
Maybe it's an antelope. Antelope.
But
oh my
like
God! Maybe
horns,
it is an antelope.
Straight horns instead of the, like, you know, forked horns.
Right. I didn't really see horns. But
okay.
I have to tell you, I did see the hyena before we started the show. And I thought, what kind of an – I had no idea it was a hyena. I just saw this animal while I was saying prayers. And I thought, what kind of an animal is that? So that's really interesting. That's funny. Oh, my God.
Well, maybe we need to know
I'm
about both of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look up the antelope, too, because I just want to see what – because I clearly saw, like, a deer, like, oh, definitely, definitely, antelope, yes, definitely. But I didn't see the horns, really, but this is kind of more what I saw, was a deer-like-looking animal, yeah. Thanks, Liz. That's more what I saw. But
no
I am
going
to read the hyena, I am going to read the hyena too, Rosemary, because I did see the hyena in my meditation before. And they kept telling, and when you were talking, I heard the name over and over, hyena, hyena. They were saying hyena. So let's go with antelope first. And antelope says, be cautious around anyone with harsh or aggressive energy. And if you find yourself in such a situation, surround yourself with golden light to psychically insulate yourself. Pay attention to new opportunities that show up and take advantage of them. Whatever your heart's desire, make a clear and firm decision to begin, and then go for it with gusto. Whatever you've begun, follow through and finish it as quickly as you can. You've been spending too much time in solitude, and you need to seek out the company of friends. And you're quick-witted, and you can think on your feet, enabling you to deal effectively with any situation you find yourself in. You're innately psychic and highly intuitive, and have been born with the gift of clairvoyance and clairsentience. Wow, nice. Highly adaptable, at ease, and able to survive in any environment you're in. Although maybe shy, you don't like to be alone for too long at a time and will seek out the company of those you feel safe and comfortable with. Your judgment is quite sound, and you have confidence that actions that you take will be successful. So that's a nice animal right there. That's around you. Does that resonate to you at all?
Yeah, it does. I get shy a little bit, and then when I get comfortable with you, I'll start talking, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the area that I have to be aware of.
Okay.
On my totem. Oh, aspects.
I'm gonna go and, let's see, the hyena just for fun. And how about it talked about the clairvoyance and all that stuff, too. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so the hyena goes, when you're pursuing a particular goal, solicit the support of your friends and family. Make it a point to have some one-on-one time with each of your children. You're quite ready and capable to take on more than you're presently handling, even though you have doubts about how much you can handle. By extra sensitive and attentive to the words you choose and how you express them, as whatever you verbalize will be amplified considerably. Your powers of discernment and discrimination are strong right now, so pay attention to your intuition and trust what you get. It's a good time to do something silly that makes you laugh. And if you prefer to live in an area that has a lot of land around you, and are particularly fond of more arid areas. You're a strong survivor and have been through difficult things in your life, and you thrive and shine. You have an extended network of friends and family that you can call, but you rather do things on your own, and your highly developed ability are your instincts, and so you use them with discernment. So, yeah, that's neat. That's the hyena. Very good. So as far as him picking you up, I feel like he is, because the first thing I see is a car kind of like waiting for you or for you to get in and to go to this person. You know what I mean? That's sort of how it felt to me. So were you thinking that, are you asking if he's going to pick you up or if you're going to connect with him next month? Is that the main question? Are you going to connect with him?
Yeah, both. And staying at the house.
And what?
And staying at the house. He's going to let me in.
With him?
If I'm gonna,
I see.
If I'm gonna have to, or I have to fight for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel there's the connection there. You know what I mean? Because I'm seeing the car and the connection, and I feel like building the trust. Have you guys been building the trust? Has that been going on? Are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's trust on my end. And
he
knows why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff went on while I was there and coming back, and that's why. And he knows I'm coming in, but he doesn't know what date.
He doesn't know what date. But he wants you to come in, right?
I guess he does. Because I'm getting different messages and all that stuff. And now he's staying with me. I'm getting what else am I getting? I'm going to give you a call. You're going to marry me, stuff like that. That's what I'm getting. But I'm not by voice, but like it's telepathy, whatever you want to call it.
Well, you just take it one step at a time. Because to me, what I'm feeling is that the two of you are just starting to build some trust together again. So just, you know, take it slow and one step at a time. And with the car being there, I feel like the connection's there. He's going to pick you up. That connection, I feel like the connection's going to connect. You guys are going to connect. But I would just take it slow, you know, because you're building trust and you need to just take it easy with it in your mind. You know what I mean? I think you're excited about it. I think you really are. But I would just, like, I would just take it really slow and go, okay, so we're going to meet. Because I'm building trust with him. I'm feeling more trustworthy about him. And so let's just take it one step at a time and take it slow like that and not put too many designs in it. You know what I mean? Just go real day to day and just have faith that right now you're just going to see how it goes. And it's really nice that you're going to connect. Just to even connect with each other will be a nice thing. You know what I mean? In that way. And don't put too much pressure on it for either one of you so that it has to be a certain way. It doesn't have to be a certain way. It's just all it's going to be right now is that you're just going to meet and talk and just be friendly and be glad to see each other. You know what I mean? That's how it feels to me.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And I got to, like,
I think
it'll so be, that means
you. Uh-huh.
Cool. Appreciate it. I guess you missed it, too, like something about Easter. I don't know if he's calling or I have to call. I'm not sure if he's telling me to call in for Easter or if he's going to do it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm funny that way. I like them to call me. I'd rather wait for them to call me. That's how I like things to be done. But, I mean,
that's what I
want to.
That's what I want him to call me.
Right, but that's what I would do. I would wait to see if he calls you, and then if he doesn't, you can call him. I think it's fine either way, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I would wait.
Appreciate it.
Go ahead and just wait. Yeah, sure. Of course. So listen, give us a call back and let us know, and I'm going to hand you right over to Liz, and she'll have a lot of really good information for you.
Cool. Appreciate
Take care.
It.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful mm-hmm. message, Jan. Hi, Rosemaria.
Thank you.
I have
Hi,
three
you?
Cards for you. And the first one is Stone People and Vigilance. And do you know the Stone People on Easter Island? They're like, there's a huge rock on this island that, you know, it's kind of like Stonehenge. They can't, you know, it's one of the seven wonders of the world. They've been there forever. They can't really describe how they got there or understand it. But the word vigilance, and I just wanted to read this to you, Remain vigilant at this time, but not out of fear. Vigilant simply means opening up your mind and senses to information as it is presented to you. Through your eyes, ears, physical sensations, and detached thoughts. So that's really about just observing everything at face value before you place judgment on it. So sometimes when we enter new relationships, we like to be very quick to assume that somebody's behavior is the mirror of someone else's behavior. We have to remember that this is a different person. This is a different personality. So we can't associate them with the other person and their personality. We don't know this person yet. We have to, you know, they may not mean things in the same way that another person does, right? And that happens, with, you know, day to day with people, right? So, you know, just be open. Be open. That's, you know, relationships are all about learning each other and understanding and, you know, can I live with this person, right? So be open. The next one is fairies and earth magic. And this is, I got, believe in magic. So this is really about just enjoy the experience of getting to know a new person, of getting to, you know, ask questions and them ask you questions and sharing things and, you know, enjoying each other's company, you know, and building that foundation and friendship, right?
Right.
You know, like a kid, right? Without any expectation, just wanting to, you know, have a partner to go through life with, right? Like you want to have a pal that you like to do things with. So enjoy that adventure part, right? And then that's what grows into the bigger things. So, you know, have fun and learn about each other and explore about each other and, you know, have a fun time. And the last card is river and movement. And, you know, I was, at first I wasn't too sure and I thought, you know, this is about, you know, don't look back. Don't look back at past relationships. Don't look back at things that have happened other times. You know, a river only flows one way. It only goes forward. And that's how life is, too, right? We only go one direction. When we stay stuck in the past, when we keep going back to the past and dragging it up to the present, it doesn't do us any good, right? It causes chaos. It causes, you know, all kinds of problems. It's stagnant. It doesn't make us feel good. Just keep moving forward. Keep being open to each new experience as a new experience, right? Be vigilant. Be able to just observe and then decide on whether or not, you know, you like it or you don't. But experience it first before you say, I don't want this. You know, give people a chance to share with you who they are authentically, right? Because that's who you want to be, right? You want to be your authentic self and share that. So, you know, by having fun and being open, that's the only way we can do that. So,
appreciate it.
You know, but very good, you know, information and messages. It's very positive. And, you know, I felt immediately like he's the kind of person that is going to pick you up. Like when I got the stone people in vigilance, I thought very much about, you know, that he's a person that they'll be there. They'll do what they say they're going to do. They're always going to show up, you know. So that's not something you have to question or worry about. So I hope that helps you, Rosalia.
And, it does, yeah, the past. Yeah, he didn't pick me up for the last couple times I haven't been going. Just he hit the point with the past. Cool, appreciate it.
Yep, so you call us back and let us know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
For sure. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a nice
Oh, that
call.
Was beautiful, Liz. I loved what you said to her, too. That's
Thank
nice.
You. it's, you know, we forget that a lot of times, that we when we bring that old stuff from other relationships or experiences, you know, we create that same situation. It's not the other person. We drug it with us and brought it into the current situation to make it the same. So we have to remember to be open. And, you know, it takes practice. It takes takes work. We haven't done it. But when you realize that you're doing the same thing, when you, say, wait, I got to stop. I got to do something different so I get a different outcome. You know, if you're aware, you know, just be aware. You work on it. So it's possible.
Yeah, that's such good advice. That's just perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Well, are we ready for another caller? I don't think I see Peg yet. No Peg yet. I'm sure she'll be shooting along here. So we'll go for another one. All right.
Okay.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
It's Renee.
Renee!
Hi, Liz.
Are you going to send a secret number?
Hi! I'm back.
Hi.
Jan, I saw her hawk twice last week.
Oh,
well, he was
God.
Visiting you.
Okay.
I haven't seen him today, but it was funny. The day you saw him, I saw him fly away from me, and I was like, where are they going? All right, he went to see Liz.
I was
going
to my parents' house, and I caught out of my corner of my eye, Jan, and I said, what is that? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Renee's hawk. It was flying next to the car in the trees.
Well, what's really weird
oh
is I was
God.
Having every intention. I was like, I have to reach out to Liz. I have to reach out to Liz. And then you said, I'm like, yep, okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right, I'll let Jan give do you have a question for us, Renee?
You know my question. I just need, I got to find out what's going on with this work stuff. I got to figure this out in my career and my brain. So a lot of changes are going on.
With your career? Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm getting a whole influx of water and fishes here. Like tons of fish, like they look like guppies or goldfish, like hundreds of them, just packed in the water, in the sea. So that's number one, goldfish. But before that, I saw a I saw like a not a duck, but a long neck bird, which would be the swan. It was a swan-like bird, and it wasn't your hawk, but I saw the hawk fly by quickly then after that.
Uh-huh.
So that was
interesting.
What was interesting. So your hawk is still around. Your hawk is still around you, yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad, I mean, that's interesting because that's really such a powerful animal for you. But I really did see a swan, so I want to check out the swan just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were going into the work, talking about the work, there was like tons and tons of these fish. So maybe let me do that first because it was so intense. Let's see here. It's not in this book. Okay, well, I'll probably have to look it up while I'm later. Okay, I'll go into swan. You got
well,
several animals
my friend,
here.
My neighbor has a pond, and she just got two big fake swans, and I was over there delivering cookies.
Oh.
The Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like, oh, those are cool. She's like, yeah, they're supposed to scare away the geese because the geese keep pooping all around and they're making a big mess. And she's like, so I got the swans. So I just saw all these like fake swans.
That's you know what? I bet that's why I'm seeing them. That has to be why. You just saw them just recently?
Yeah, they weren't real. They were fake. But they're
okay.
She has these
no,
big fake
okay.
ones to scare away geese. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what I was seeing, because but I know that you have the hawk already, but
yeah.
I saw the hawk fly by too. But I'll just go ahead and read the swan, and then we'll go into the goldfish. No matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out. You'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is a precious and sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as possible. Whatever changes you're going through, go with the flow.
Oh, my God.
Is that making sense so far?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And it says, let others hear you by expressing yourself in a clear and concise way. Enhance your gracefulness through the study of yoga or Tai Chi. That's kind of neat. And you exude a sense of calm and gracefulness and are very much at ease with yourself and others. You're very adept at gliding through the waters of change easily and effortlessly, moving smoothly with daily rhythms of life. You're highly intuitive, often to the point of foreseeing the future. You shine with an inner beauty and walk through the world with humility and poise. You're very powerful physically, spiritually, and are highly protective of your loved ones. That's a beautiful, beautiful animal. And I just want to see if I can get the goldfish in this other page, too. These two animals I really saw very vividly, the swan and goldfish. And your hawk is just there because your hawk, to me, your hawk is just with you. Like my tiger, my tiger is with me. Your hawk is with you.
Yeah.
And so when I was seeing the fish, it reminded me of a little bit of congestion, like that maybe – you know, maybe describing your job. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, you know, I have to look it up online because they don't have it here. But I can, if Liz wants to go and I can do this goldfish after, or if you just want to wait, I'll just look it up right.
I see Peg has joined us, Jan, and I was just asking her if she wanted to give Renee a message.
Sure.
So we'll just put her on the spot. And I can get a message too.
Okay.
That's
fine if she wants to go, right? Go. And I'll look for the goldfish too. Does it feel
Peg,
a little congested
there?
At work though? Does it feel a little
congested
at work?
It feels like the most kind thing you'd ever go through. It's terrible.
Well,
right now.
That's what I was feeling with the goldfish. Like, I feel like it's just, like, congested and a little bit confusing and kind of piling up on each other. That's what the goldfish were doing. And it was like, ooh, my goodness. Yeah.
Wow.
I have the, goldfish in case Peg doesn't want to.
Stand ready or?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Peg. I'll do the goldfish later.
Okay. Well, okay. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
I just on, so I don't really know what you were asking for. Could you just let me know?
I'm just wondering how things are going to work out at work in my career.
Okay. And my first question is...
Do you want me to give you a minute, Peg?
Pardon me?
Do you want me to give you a minute? I can give my reading.
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
So is this a new job?
No, it's a job I've had for 18 years.
Oh, so are you looking for something new maybe or thinking about that?
I was because it's very toxic. However, some big changes just happened, so I might not be. And I know I've talked to Liz already, so I kind of know what she sees, but I'm curious to know what everybody else sees.
Okay. So do you think the changes are for the best?
They've got to be. Yeah, it's got. I think, but I want to make sure everybody sees before.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, is there a possibility for change within the company or wherever you're working? Like a change of position? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just happened to have picked up career transition from Archangel Shemuel from the Archangel Oracle cards. And he's like, your life purposing, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. And you've been with the company for 18 years, so, you know, maybe you just kind of hit it. Maybe the perfect job that you wanted there is on its way, you know, because there are changes. And you've wanted changes, but the fact that you've been with the company for that amount of time, the possibilities could be really good for you, because you know the work that you're doing, you know, and you've had a lot of experience with it. And I'm hearing talk that up if there are some changes that, you know, you could see happening. And just, you know, just be really positive about that. And then if things aren't to what you want, you always have the option of looking for other, you know, looking at other places and other possibilities too.
Mm-hmm.
Because Archangel Shemuel is all about relationships, you know, and understanding, and, you know, and working on them, but also understanding the other person's thinking on certain things. So that could be about the job, you know, how, you know, whatever the change is at your work, you know, how can that work in your favor, and how can, like if it's a takeover of some sort or a merge or something, you know, how are the people, the new people or the new administration, you know, how are they responding, you know, and how can you help them see that you'd like to be making changes within the company of some, you know, for yourself in some way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that makes much sense, but that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay. Because the option is that I would be the administrator, and I've not been one ever. So that's the, it's either that or a new person from the outside comes in who doesn't know what we do. So I've been approached by people to say, you know, I know you don't think you can do it, but you really can do this. So, and I'm like, of course, a ball of nerves about it.
Of course. Well, yeah. And because it's new. And, but, you know, it's kind of like that saying of feel the fear and do it anyways. Mm-hmm. And there'll be people there to, you know, to help you too, I think, you know.
Yeah, we're looking at a partnership. We're looking at myself and another person that I've been very close with and been there quite a long time as well, taking over one person's job and splitting it, and then us keeping what we're already doing. So it's like a new structure we're proposing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds wonderful. And so you'll be.
But that makes sense with the Archangel Shemuel, because maybe it's about the relationship with this other person that we will be okay, that we can make it work. But I don't know.
Well, it could be that, and also with, you know, with the big guy. I mean, you know, with who's in charge, you know, the president or the CEO or, you know.
Yeah, they've been on board the entire time. Yeah, they're on board with it because they've been approaching us, the higher-ups. So
well, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like that's almost, you know, pretty perfect. And you know the person, the other person. And, you know, every relationship, whether it's work or any other type, friendship or anything, you know, it takes collaboration and it takes, you know, communication, you know. So, And I feel like you're going to, you know, they're going to help you with how exactly it's going to go for you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jan, do you want to share about the goldfish and then I'll give my reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You just read my mind. Exactly. All right. So, Renee, the goldfish says, first thing it says, the goldfish totem animal is one of the Chinese culture's most ancient and auspicious symbols. It is said to bring good luck, abundance, and prosperity. Goldfish is also a symbol of fertility and new beginnings. The goldfish totem is a popular choice for those looking to start a new business or expand their current one. It says the goldfish spirit animal is one of intelligence, prosperity, and good luck. Those with the goldfish as their totem animal are said to be gifted with great insight and understanding. They are also said to be very lucky, and their lives are often blessed with good fortune. The goldfish is a symbol of intelligence and wisdom in many cultures. If you have encountered the goldfish spirit animal, it may signify that you are called to use your gifts to help others. Spirit animal also teaches to be adaptable and flexible in our lives. It reminds us that change is always happening and we must learn to go with the flow. Those with the goldfish as their totem animal are said to be very intuitive and in tune with their emotions. They're also said to be very compassionate and caring. So if you have the goldfish as your spirit animal, it may be time to start paying more attention to your intuition and emotions. It told us about the good luck. When working with this powerful symbol, allow its energy to guide you on your path. Suppose you are considering incorporating a goldfish into your next tattoo design.
Oh.
Or more about this popular fish. In that case, we hope this article has provided some helpful insights.
Oh, that's cute.
But,
that was my first
thought
was
getting
a goldfish tattoo.
Oh, God,
oh, really?
Make me a point.
Oh, neat. That's cool. Well, it also has the Christians see the goldfish as a symbol of Christ. They also see it as a reminder of the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. The goldfish is also a symbol of good luck, and it is a symbol of Christ also. The goldfish is also seen as a reminder of the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. I mean, I was seeing like hundreds of these goldfish in the water. Therefore, seeing the goldfish in your dreams is also a good sign. So I feel that because of what this goldfish is saying, and when you were talking, it also says goldfish associated with abundance and prosperity. It's a good luck symbol for new beginnings. It signifies that you're ready for a change in your life. It could be a reminder to stay flexible and adaptable to face the change. So I really feel that what you are telling Peg is going to be a good idea. And you've got a lot of abundance coming your way, a lot of abundance. So
that is
what I'm getting. Boom, with that goldfish. When you were talking about the job, the goldfish, that's what I was seeing, hundreds of them.
Wow. Well, if I win that lotto, I'll be spreading the wealth.
Okay.
That's funny.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great.
That's very
great
positive,
messages,
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Liz, Renee.
Hi.
And I have three messages, and it's so funny that Jan said a goldfish tattoo, because immediately I was like, Renee, I should go get matching goldfish tattoos.
I'll do it. I don't care. At this point, anything goes.
And then Jan's like, you should get a tattoo. And I was like, oh.
That's crazy. Now, unfortunately, I have to. So
that'd be neat.
So I pulled three cards for you. And the first one is New Moon and Promise. And of course, so on the new moon, right, we set our intentions. We put out to the universe what we want. So this is about doing what you're doing, right? You came up with a plan that you'd like to see carried out. You know that it'll make you feel good in the job, and that's what's going to make you stay. So, you know, put it out there. Tell the universe, this is what I want. This is how much money I want to make. This is how, when I want to work, you know, put it all out there and claim it, call for it. You know, you don't have to wait for the new moon. Do it now. Just, you know, for yourself, make a list of this is what I want from this job, and it'll be perfect. And the second card I pulled was Lightning and Power. And I wanted to read this thing from the book about it because I was like, oh, you know, when I first saw it, I was like, well, it's all up to you, right? You have the power to decide. And you can be happy either way. It, you know, the choice is yours. And I thought, no, there's more to this than that. So it says, the power available to you, the force of life itself, is neutral. It is neither inherently good nor bad. It is how you utilize it that will determine whether it is ultimately harmful or life-giving and congruent with the will of spirit that pulses through you. What is required is awareness of your intention, your values, and your willingness to act on them under the particular circumstances of your inquiry. Although you may see yourself as using this power for good, do not allow yourself to get caught up in the duality of good or bad in determining your decisions or actions. Through prayer or ceremony, you can tap into the spiritual force, and by paying close attention to spirit's prompting, your choice will ultimately be revealed to you, one that is beyond your typical perspective. From there, you can continue to access this divine power that is the very force driving the universe. So I feel like this is very much about the, you know, having the two of you in a management job and taking that very neutral stance, you know, not have, you know, sometimes in jobs, right, you have to be, I don't know what they call it.
Diplomatic?
Like judges, right? Judges can't, they can't fair, you know, they have to look at diplomatic. Yeah, exactly. Diplomatic. You have to just view the facts on either side, and you have to look at what's, you know, what the best, what's the best solution for everyone involved, right? Not the solution that we prefer or that someone else prefers, but what is the, you know, the best for everything. You know, it is the mid-round, you know, the mid-range, middle of the road, perfect, meets every criteria thing. Right. It may not be everything you want, may not be everything they want, but it's that, you know, the meat in the middle. And this is what we have to do because it's what is best for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And then the last card I got was Dance and Celebration. And when Jan was telling you about the swan, and she said, go dancing. And I remembered all our high school years of musicals and dancing and Renee's not the most coordinated, and
no.
So I was cracking up, and and I'm like, oh, Tai Chi. So Renee, have you ever done Tai Chi or seen Tai Chi?
Oh, I know what it is. I haven't done it myself. No.
Oh, it's perfect for you. You don't have to move your feet. You just move your upper body.
Yeah, I probably could do that. I know people who do it.
I did it once. There was, you know, during COVID, there was people were live streaming this yoga farm up in Ithaca. They would live stream like a whole bunch of stuff every day. And one of the people did Tai Chi, and I'm like, I'm going to check this out. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, I felt so good after. So the movement, moving your body, you know, as you're anxious about things and you're nervous and you start getting stressed out and do this, like, the best thing to do to move energy is move your body, right? So find an activity that gets you moving, right? Some people work out. Some people, I don't feel like yoga is your niche either, Renee. But Tai Chi.
I like to walk and hike, but.
That's not.
But
yeah,
I might do Tai Chi.
But they're not like. Yeah, this is like, because you're really just, it's like being out of your body doing it. Because you mm-hmm. like, you're meditating, really. You're not being present. You're just like moving your body and like just your mind is gone. So what you're doing is you're moving stagnant energy that you're not aware of and mm-hmm. getting it out. And that's what's, you know, causing you the anxiety and the stress is that stagnant energy in there being pent up. So when you move it out of your body, it's better. And it there's, you know, a lot of women now are doing this thing called tantric dance. And it's where you tune in. It's like a lot of drums. They, you know, a lot of drumming music they play. And you just start to move your body. And as you move your body, it's crazy. Like you start moving and you might start crying or you might get angry. And you just keep moving your body. And like this emotion comes out of you. And it's all this, you know, pent up crap from your life that's in you. And it's just from music. Like, you know, you could do it in your living room, mm-hmm. but your daughter would probably be mortified.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
But it's so good for you. You know, think about, like, you know, when you were younger and you go out to a dance club or something, you know, and you just start dancing, and how good do you feel? Like, you just start moving and, you know, mm-hmm. lose yourself in the music and the move, you know, the rhythm, and just, you know, you're in another place, and you feel so good. Like, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's amazing. So it's a huge, huge stress reducer. Walking is too stagnant because you know, I think when you walk, you're just ruminating on all the things.
Yeah.
That
well, I think I'll have, yeah, you know. I got to look into something new. I got to do something new. So this works for me.
And you could do Tai Chi at work at your desk, you know?
Yep.
It's just,
for sure.
It's like twisting and swaying and stuff. So. Anytime you're stressed mm-hmm. out, you stand up and start doing.
Yeah, that's my new goal. I got all this stuff.
But and you know, I wrote down when Peg was telling you, you know, when you're nervous about something, sometimes you got to do it. And I always go back to Gabby Bernstein. My favorite quote from her is, "That thing that scares you, it's what you're meant to do. Go for
mm-hmm.
it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why it scares you, because it's new, it's change, it's exciting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we want, but we also have that, you know, underlying fear that what if it doesn't work because we want it. If you want it, go for it and believe that you're going to get it and have it, and it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got for you.
Well, thanks, Liz.
No problem. I hope that helps.
Well, the higher up said they were crunching numbers and they were going to come back to us, but they said they'd like to let us try it, but they were going to pay us for it. So I don't know how it's going to look. I'm just hoping it doesn't crash and burn and that I'm not more unhappy than I started with, but I don't think so. So I got some good messages. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. You've been at this a long time
good
and
luck.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah,
I hope so.
You know what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're
like welcome.
They're giving you lots of good chances. You know, they're including you in the process, which is great. They're not telling
you. Yeah, they have. Yeah, because we had a pretty toxic boss, and she ended up quitting, which is weird because they didn't fire her, but they gave her this. They probably should have, but they had to seek legal and all. It's been a very long road. But then she ended up just quitting, and they said, okay, what do you guys want to do? And they came to us, me and my coworkers, and we said, well, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this job. I don't want to do it. And then people came to me and said, Renee, you got to think about this. You're just getting scared. You got to really think about this is your opportunity. Yeah. It might make things.
Yep.
And now here we are. So,
yep.
I
have that's
to think
great.
About it.
Well, sounds great.
It is, and Peg has worked with young children for a long time. Her career was working with young children, and that's Renee works. Renee's a social worker, so
mm-hmm.
she's got
mm-hmm.
a lot of hard
folk
things.
Rehab too. So I've worked with a lot of social workers. So I mean, it's a similar. You know, folk rehab, you know, it's similar on some level. So
yeah.
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 So
well,
yeah,
thank you so
much for your
wisdom.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. There's no one else on the line, Renee. That's why
Renee, I
said it.
Renee, I heard that you were young enough to take on this position. I don't know why they're saying that, but that's what I was getting, another message. You're young enough to handle it. You have the strength to do it is what I'm hearing.
Thank you.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're not that old yet.
I feel I'm a year older than you, Liz.
Oh, we're not that old
the
yet.
The year makes a big difference.
The angels told Jan we're not that old yet. And I'm
younger
than you.
Yay, thanks, angel.
We're not that old yet.
Young
as right, right,
right.
That's right. We try. Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel a lot better than when I got on the phone, so thank you.
That's great.
Good.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Take
have a good
care,
night.
Everybody.
Love you.
Me too.
We'll talk
bye,
to you
guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's funny. So we went
she's
2 years
so nice.
Ago.
I like her so much.
No. Well, 3 years
what's
ago
that?
Now. I was going to say 3 years ago now, the tail end of COVID, right? We all,
mm-hmm.
there was four of us girls that went to school together. And we went, we lived near the Finger Lakes. So it's about an hour from here. So we got an Airbnb for the weekend and we drove up to celebrate our 40th birthdays because we all turned 40 in the fall time. So we went up around October and we had such a great time. It was such a blast.
Oh, neat.
A lot of fun.
That's cool.
And,
Yeah.
Oh, she's plenty young enough to take this job, and she is.
Yeah.
She has a passion for what she does. She's good at what she does, and you know, she's dedicated her life to this work. She, you know, she deserves
mm-hmm.
it. She helps a lot of people.
Yes.
So
that's great.
Oh. So,
that's
Peg,
really
how have
cool.
you been feeling in this full moon energy? We were talking about that at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
It's
okay, but it's been powerful, very powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm feeling it. So, but it's big time. So, but it's been good.
I've had for 2 weeks my right ear has everything I hear sounds like it is like this tinny echo.
Oh yeah.
Any kind of listening to music, it whistles like it's a whistling, and I'm like, what is? I'm like, come on. It's so bizarre.
Wow.
People sound like they're in other rooms. Like they sound like, and I don't have great hearing. Like I had a hearing problem when I was young. And so I usually don't hear them at all. And now I'm hearing them like on the opposite side of my body than they are. And I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
Very, 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 very bizarre for sure. Oh, well, looks like we have another caller on, ladies. Are we ready for another?
Okay.
Probably
sure.
our last one of the evening here. Oh, well, maybe
okay.
maybe we have two. We'll see what we can get to.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Area code 716. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Oh, it's just me, ladies. It's Tracy.
Tracy. Hi, Tracy. You have a question for us?
Hi. Oh, yes. I'm good. I'm just a little confused, and I just want to let this go. Jan, remember... Tommy, the firefighter that,
yeah.
you know, I got into an argument with. Well, you know, last month we lost a firefighter in our community. That took like a toll on me. Like, it was like very, very sad. He left behind a wife and a 3-year-old. So now I'm just thinking of Tommy or whatever. So I did reach out to him. Even though,
mm-hmm.
like, in the past, last year, we apologized, et cetera, I just can't get him out of my mind. And I'm also just, like, getting different signs and signals that, you know, he might be coming back. I just, need to just get some insight from somebody else and just guide me on what to do and what this is, because the signs are very strong. And I just don't want to overthink it and just keep on picking cards for myself, even though it says this could be the one, you know, returning. I just want some insight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't remember all that we talked about him, but I remember he was a firefighter.
Right,
and,
with the argument, yeah.
Yeah. But the animal that's showing up right away is a bear. So I'm getting a bear for you. And it says, set clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routine and spend some time in solitude. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. Be gentle. Show your love to those you're close to. To find your answers, go inside and try to get them that way also, which I know you do. And stay grounded no matter what. It's time to bring your dreams and plans to fruition. It's important to trust your instincts. It's time to come out and meet the world. Don't just wait for something to happen. Take action. You're assertive and confident with a strong presence. You're a powerful healer, and you need periods of time for yourself for creative endeavors. Winter is definitely a period to honor for the need to be quiet. But when spring comes, it's time to act on the opportunities before you, and you're very independent. And you prefer to do things yourself. You're also a survivor. So I would just, follow your intuition. And if you feel that he's coming back, I wouldn't just jump right in. I would just see how it goes. I don't.
The only thing that is with me and him. And the argument was, and many people don't know this, and I don't know, I just can't come out and tell him about who I am. I can't say, hey, my mom had twins. She didn't know she was having twins and left me with some muscle issues. I would just leave it as that for right now. I had surgery corrections. I just can't say, hey, I'm on Social Security, where he's a firefighter. He left me like feeling like almost not belittled, but like, oh, I'm a firefighter, what do you do? And your mom, he knows about mom, that she passed and I got a divorce years ago when Jordan was little. He was like more like that, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then we did say our sorries, but I still didn't tell him exactly who I am. Do you know what I mean? And I couldn't. All the rest of the guys that I dated, I came forward. With him, it's tough.
Okay. You don't have to tell everything right away.
Right.
And I wouldn't again. The other ladies may disagree with me, but what I'm feeling is, because some people do like to just come forth and just say everything, but I'm kind of feeling like you need to check him out a little more. Check him out instead of him checking you out so much. You need to go and check things out for yourself. Is this what you want?
That's what I've been hearing, and then my mom, wait, right? Yep.
Yep, that's what I'm getting too. I'm getting the same feeling because, there was reasons why you guys went apart. It doesn't mean it can't come back together. Of course it doesn't mean that.
But yep.
I like what your mom says. Wait, check things out, and don't jump in right away.
For something that I'm not doing on purpose, this is who I am. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And you're fine who you are. You're beautiful who you are, Tracy.
And I'm starting to learn that, and it took me a while.
Yeah.
But he reminded me of Jordan's dad, and I snapped right out of it. I'm like, no. And then I know he has, you know, the firefighter has, like, some, like, family drama or whatever, so maybe he was taking pawn of that. It's like,
yeah,
we do have a connection.
Right.
But I just can't say, hey, this is what it is, like I did to everybody else that I dated and everything else. And they,
mm-hmm.
like, looked at me, like, totally fine, totally normal, like everybody else does. But with him, it's like, ooh, like, I just can't.
You don't have to, because it's going to make you feel uncomfortable, especially if he's going to make you feel uncomfortable. And he may not be the one for you, because you need someone who needs to accept you for who you are. And so what I would do is, I mean, it's nice that he wants to come back, or you're feeling like there may be a connection, but you don't want to be feeling belittled or things like that, you know. So just take it really slow. You don't want to get hurt again with this, and, you know, so just take it slow, and you can ease your way in. And if, when you feel comfortable telling him, you can, or you may never, you may never, because it may not get to that point. You may see that he's not the right one. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying to me, what I'm getting is the same thing as your mom. Wait and be very careful here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm feeling.
If he does come, I don't think it'll come overnight. I think he's like moving like a snail. He like takes his time too, like very slow, like in and out type of thing. It's like,
okay.
I put into the work. I got myself emotionally. Now it's like, okay, let's think. You know, Jason died. He is a firefighter that's connected. But like, I don't know. Maybe this was a lesson. Maybe it is. I mean, I'm open to it, but you're not going to treat me like dirt. And you're not going to just say,
certainly don't,
how long are you going
to
live with your dad and blah, blah. I felt like saying, because you know how I am with my dad, I feel like saying to him, well, this is more of my house than my dad's. Do you know what I mean? Because I took over everything when my mom died. You know, you guys know that. But he doesn't understand. We've been here 38 years. So.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Just take it real slow and hold your ground. You get to be who you are. You don't have to tell him everything.
Right.
You know, and if he starts getting weird and starts treating you funny, you know, you may back off again. Just see how it goes. Take it slow, though, you know. And I'm getting weight, too.
Yeah.
So just,
story of my
life,
weight.
Well, I know.
But it's for the best.
You don't want it. You want to have the right thing for you, too. You want to be in the right situation.
Right.
So, but anyway, I want to hear what the other ladies say, too, and I'm glad to hear from you.
Thank you. I just loved listening to you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I'm glad. Thanks. So
hi,
let's
Tracy.
See what there's Peg, yeah.
Hi. So this is, have you met this person before?
Yes.
And you've dated him?
Yeah, too. 2 years ago in 21.
Okay. All right. And then you broke up, basically.
Well, yeah, because of the argument, because he was like pushing, like, how come my niece is always here? And just the same story that I told Jen about, you know, about my little disability. Like, I couldn't come forward to tell him who I was, and I just couldn't. And then it got into an argument. We did say sorry, and then I reached out when the firefighter passed away, and, like, he didn't respond.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's your answer right there. You know, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's putting a whole lot into the relationship. And do you really want, you know, is that what you really want for yourself? You know, it's, you know, you the idea of having a relationship, of course, is always nice, but, you know, you want to meet, it's almost like, you know, being with someone that likes you for who you are, which is
right, yeah,
exactly what, you know, so the card that I got was Divine Order, you know, and Archangel
right.
Raguel, he says, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion
mm-hmm.
and see underlying order. So it might be, you know, because everything has to be in balance, and Archangel Raguel is holding like a balance type instrument, you know, weighing
mm-hmm.
both sides, you know, what do you truly want for you, you know, and what is really good for you too.
Right, absolutely.
And yeah, and you know what you want for yourself.
Right.
You know, and you want to be treated kindly, and you want to be
yes.
respected, and, you know, I don't know, maybe I feel like there's more coming along the way for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes it's just surrendering to exactly what you want. And
yes,
I know
been doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so mm-hmm. maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe I feel like there's something more out there for you.
Yeah.
Someone out there more for you. And if you do see him, you know, as Jan said, you know, take it slow. And
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it's almost like not having expectations, you know, but
yes.
also being very aware as to how you're being treated too, you know,
yes.
and deciding, because you do get to decide. So
yeah,
I just, you know, just take it easy and try meeting others too. Don't
yes.
put all of your eggs into one basket, as
basket,
they say.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Peg, are you my mother? You sound just like her. Everything makes sense. Like, yeah, I mean, I just want to know, like, why are these, like, super emotions, like, oh, my God, like, and I'm like, hold on a minute, let's see. And then it's like, all right, I'm letting this go. Whatever will be, and then I see the wait. And if anything,
mm-hmm.
he can come to me because I'm not going to be reaching out. God knows if I'm or not, you know, but it is what it is. I'm not going to be belittled by somebody. And God knows, like you guys said, if he's not telling his whole story as well.
Right. And there's other fish in the sea.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's maybe part of the relationship was really good, but you realize that it wasn't, you know. So
right. Yes.
Moving on. And
yeah.
believe me, I know about moving on, and it's hard, but we can do it. You know, it's almost like asking Archangel Mike, this just came from Michael, Archangel Michael, is cutting those cords, you know,
and
just asking Archangel Michael to cut those cords so that you can move on with your life and, you know, be who you want to be. And,
right.
you know, and not having to deal with all those judgments, you know.
Yeah.
No one needs that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah, it did. You sound just like my mother.
Well, there you
oh,
go,
yeah,
Peg.
So,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Mom and the angels.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tracy.
One day at a time.
Hey.
Look at Peg with all that motherly wisdom this evening.
Yes. Yeah, I'm old. Yeah.
This wasn't what I was saying, Peg. So I have three cards for you, Tracy. And the first one is Wolf and Instinct. And I very much, you know, got trust yourself. But don't forget how you felt. Don't forget how you felt before.
Right.
So, you know, we get feelings about things, you know, and like you said, a traumatic situation happens, right?
Yes.
And it triggers something, you know, it sparks feelings. That's what happens. And it's okay, but don't forget what happened before.
Right.
So the second card is the Whale and Breach. And so, you know, a whale, you know, when they breaching is when they like jump out of the water. So a whale spends pretty much its entire life underwater, right? And for 5 seconds, 30, you know, I don't even know how long it is, maybe 10 seconds, they use all of the strength in their body to propel themselves up out of the water into the blue skies and then come back down for 10 seconds.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
That's all they, you know, they take everything they have. So don't forget that sometimes feelings are good, you know, sometimes things feel good temporarily.
Yeah.
But they're not meant for us long term, right? So, again, that's, you know, don't forget what how you felt before, you know, or what it was like before. Because sometimes, you know, we look for temporary happiness, right, to get us through bad situations.
Oh, I know, yeah. I see what you're saying, yep.
And then the last card is the Milky Way and Perspective. So, you know, really, when we are with a person that we're supposed to be with when we're connected, they make us feel good. Like, you know, a lot of times in the physical world here, right, we go towards people that we're drawn to physically, right? We look at attractive people. But the person that you're meant to be with, like, you should be able to close your eyes and feel just as comfortable with them telling your truth authentically, no matter what it is, regardless of what they look like. Or, you know, you should feel comfortable. You should feel connected. So if you don't feel that way, it's not right. It's not, like, it's not a good thing for you. If you can't tell your truth and be authentic and be accepted, then what does that mean down the road? So remember that, and you're worth it, and there is somebody out there that will appreciate those things and will want those things just the way they are. And
absolutely. I just maybe fell behind too with just with Jason's, you know, the firefighter Jason, that he died. It was a big thing here. And it just, like, caught with my emotions and everything. I'm like, oh, Tommy, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then it was just, like, all over the place. Right. And I'm like, wait a minute. Until now, everything kind of settled. I'm like, wait a minute. Why should I reach out and be stupid? God knows if he blocked me. I'm like, Tracy, you're better than this. I'm talking to myself. I'm saying my prayers. I'm praying at the eye doctor. And it's just like, hold on a minute. Maybe, and then I seen the word choices. So, you know, there is stuff, but, you know, if he does come, you better come in right or don't come in at all, or you better just don't force me to tell you the real me because it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Are you in Buffalo, Tracy? Are you in the Buffalo area?
Yes, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. They call it upstate, but I'm in downstate New York. I'm over in outside of Binghamton. So we heard about the firefighter here because we're close enough. But
So he died March 1st. Yeah, it was, and they couldn't find him for a few hours. And he's the same age as me too. Well, he's 37. I'm 38. But it's in the same age range. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And, you know, Buffalo is so big, you know, I think I seen him here and there. We didn't go to school together, but, you know, how you know somebody but don't talk to, that type of feel.
Yeah.
So, and I felt for his wife and everything. It was a big thing in Buffalo, like all firefighters from across everywhere came
yeah.
to visit. I mean, you couldn't go downtown to, yeah, it was
absolutely.
Huge.
Yeah. No, it's a big deal, and those people, I mean, they're, that's a career that is brotherhood, you know, and they don't,
yes.
you know, them and like police officers also, you know, when one of them, you know, goes, they all show up. They all come,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so,
mm-hmm.
and it does pull the community in because we all know somebody, right? We all know
yes.
someone that mm-hmm. is that is in that line of work and we're touched and we, you know, we think about like, what if this was them? What, you know, what
yes.
would that mean? And, you know, so we do all take it personally.
Yeah, and
so
somebody died in Chicago, too. Yep.
Yeah, and it's, you know,
so.
It's horrific. I, these people, they give their life to serve and save the other people of the world, you know, selflessly give themselves to help other people. And, you know, unfortunately, that's part of what they sign up for is that they may give their life, which is, you
right.
know, is tragic, but they're so selfless and, you know, we all appreciate that so much, you know.
Yeah. So am I going to be okay, ladies? Am I going crazy?
No.
You're going to be okay. Listen to what your mother told you. Don't fall down the rabbit hole.
Two of them?
I agree with them. I agree with the mother, too.
Goodness gracious.
Mama knows
I mean,
that. It's the village.
I mean, it's just crazy too with this gift that it just pops in, pops out, and I'm like, okay, and then I see it, and then it's so weird how I like see like stuff like for my dad. I'm like, Dad, your coat is over here, not over there. He was like, oh, you moved it on me, and then it, like just with different things, but like certain
mm-hmm.
things I notice, it's like, wait, hold on, ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help. So this is why I called today, because my mom was on me and just the wait
mm-hmm.
and there is something better. And if he does come, he does come. But you know what? I'm done reaching out because there's no much more for my end to be. Why should I beg? That's the word, to beg.
Yeah.
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 No.
You don't need to beg. No.
The only
yeah.
person I beg is my kid downstairs at 16. Do this, do this. And then... that's the only person that I beg for, you know, just to get his, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff done, and that's it. I mean, but not to beg somebody else to sit down and listen. I mean, my mom had 5 miscarriages before she even knew that me and Amber, she was pregnant with us. Amber was supposed to be an 8-pound boy, and they found me in the back. So when the motor
wow.
skills were starting to come, like at age 6 months, like when you learn how to like sit up or you like learn how to crawl, I was always 1 month behind. And that's when they said that I had a mild case of cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
There's
so,
nothing to be ashamed of, though, Tracy, with that.
No,
okay.
no, it's
no.
not. I mean, my parents and my Nana, you know, got me, you know, with my muscles and everything to be corrected on my left side. It is what it is. I come to terms with it. And then I think I went back to the eye doctor maybe 3 years ago just because I didn't like how my left eye was looking. And then with the scar tissue, I've been through a lot. I probably had... maybe 7 eye surgeries, 2 leg hamstring surgeries, and 1 hand,
aww.
Left hand surgery.